This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ. And this? Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
I can tell you what you're not going to hear in these highlights. A strikeout for only the seventh time in Brewers franchise history. They play a game with no walks and no strikeouts. The Brewers and the Blue Jays. Game two of a three-game series here in Canada, in Ontario for this one. And also a roster move at the start of this series, bringing the Canadian home, Abraham Torres from Montreal, though, of course, down the street. But more to him in a moment. The Brewers started him at third base at the Rogers Center as Julio Teheran was starting on the mound. And he got out of a jam early, got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to ground into a double play. And he also had a couple of other jams later on in the show that he ended up allowing only one unearned run. However, the offense got going thanks to the Canadian export, Abraham Toro.
Line down the right field line. This is up and it is gone. Abraham Toro goes deep just inside the right field foul pole. And the Brewers with a 2-0 lead as Toro with his first of the season.
Lane Grindle on the call there. The Brewers take the lead early. Teheran was rolling along, only allowed the one earned run, unearned run in the bottom of the fifth inning. But fast forward now with the Brewers still hanging on, trying to figure out something against the Blue Jays bullpen. Former Brewer Trevor Richards came in. He was dominant, had three straight strikeouts at one point, all on his nasty changeup. Then in the seventh inning, things started to pick up again for the Brew crew. With one out, Joey Wiemer lined a single back up the middle. He had a two-hit night. Then Christian Yelich managed a single into left center field to put runners on first and second with one out and Owen Miller at the plate. But before he would actually put the ball in play, a clutch double steal put Yelich to second and Wiemer to third. The Blue Jays would challenge to no avail. So now you got two men in scoring position with one out for the Brewers' hottest hitter in the month of May, Owen Miller.
Line drive, left field, pulled into the corner, a fair ball. That's going to drive them both home. Over to get it is Varsho. Throw to second base, not in time. Owen, a head first dive. It's a two-run double.
It would get a little stressful in the bottom half of the inning, though, after a leadoff double and then a single by Whit Merrifield and Matt Chapman. It was suddenly runners on the corners with nobody out. However, Yoel Piamps would hunker down and only allow a run to score on a ground out in the up the middle on a great play by Bryce Terang. That was the only run that scored in the inning and made those insurance runs from Owen Miller all the more important. That made the score 4-2. Peter Strzelecki had the tall task at the top of the order in the bottom of the eighth inning. He got George Springer, Bo Bichette, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. in order. And then finally in the ninth, it was Devin Williams. He allowed a leadoff double to Dalton Varsho. He got Matt Chapman to ground out, Whit Merrifield to ground out, and it was all up to the last batter of the day, Alejandro Kirk, with a knack for contact.
Devin again looks back at Varsho at second base. Set at the chest, the 2-1 pitch. Line right back into the glove of Devin Williams, and this ball game is over. Devin had to do the matrix and squeeze it, and the Brewers have evened this series at a game apiece.
It was a big win for the Brew crew and a big performance from the pitching staff. Once again, how crazy is this? No walks, no strikeouts for the entire pitching staff. And Julio Teheran, six strong innings, only four hits, one unearned run, no walks, and no strikeouts for him, too. They'll go for the finale tomorrow at 12:07 Central Time. Kevin Gausman against Freddy Peralta. Take our last break and back with one more segment on Brewers Extra Innings.
On deck, more Brewers Extra Innings.